Our next story also has to do with perceptions, this time of immigrants who often work in the shadows here in the U.S. Reporter Josie Huang from station KPCC in Los Angeles tells us about one artist there whose work is getting a lot of attention.
In his West Hollywood apartment, Ramiro Gomez paints freestyle on a large scrap of cardboard.
You know, I do like the fact that I'm not planning it out. I'm just literally going with it.
An image quickly emerges, a brown-skinned man with a mustache and shadows for eyes. He's one of the domestic workers Gomez paints, the pool cleaners, the nannies, the people who make many an L.A. household hum.
They're much more than just a gardener. They have families, they have friends and loved ones. And so I'm trying to ask you to, like, look into them a little more, you know?
Gomez knows his subject. His parents are from Mexico. His mom is a school custodian. His father drives a truck for Costco. After a stint in art school, Gomez went to work as a nanny for a family with twins in the Hollywood Hills. On breaks, he tried to practice his art, but...
It wasn't even technically my home, so I didn't feel comfortable enough to bring in canvases.
So he started tearing out pages from old home decor magazines lying around the house. And he painted images of faceless domestic workers into scenes of luxurious living rooms and kitchens. Then he uploaded photos of his work to Facebook.
I did it originally just to get acknowledgement because I felt like I was the only person that was feeling this.
But people connected with these images, and feeling encouraged, he created a blog called Happy Hills in 2011. Online buzz began. Immigration activists took notice. Academics invited Gomez to give talks.
The works themselves were just quite stunning.
Chan Noriega directs UCLA's Chicano Studies Research Center. He says while Gomez is certainly not the first artist to comment on race and labor, his images are some of the most powerful.
He's resonated as much with the art world as with rights activists who are struggling to bring visibility to these issues.
Visibility only increased when Gomez began putting life-sized cardboard figures in upscale neighborhoods, in places like Beverly Hills. Using a box cutter, Gomez carves out his paintings of laborers. He's done guerrilla art installations over 50 times around L.A. Today, he's going to display a cutout he's made of himself, holding the twins he used to take care of. And he knows exactly where he wants to put it. This is the park in West Hollywood where Gomez used to bring the twins. It's a familiar place, but...
There is still a nervousness. There is still the opportunity to hear somebody's reaction, which may or may not be positive.
One time, he placed a cutout of a man selling maps to the homes of Hollywood stars by a man actually selling maps to the homes of Hollywood stars. The man told Gomez to take the piece away.
It's a tricky position to be in when I want to bring awareness to these things and bring attention to people who sometimes don't even want the attention on them in the first place.
Gomez finds a sunny spot and jams the cardboard cutout into the ground. His friend, Vera, a nanny from Brazil, walks by with two little girls. She hugs Gomez, tells him his work is beautiful.
Muito bonita. Gostei, foi bela.
For Gomez, it's okay if she doesn't read anything more into his piece.
Who am I to judge her and want to bring out some hidden politics in there? Because what I'm doing is I'm prodding her for something that may not be there.
But it's a different story at Gomez's first solo show at a Los Angeles gallery. Here, people see past the pretty picture.
Well, I think this makes some people feel very uncomfortable.
Marguerite Koster, who lives in L.A., stopped by the show. She's befriended her pool cleaner and landscaper, pays them good wages. Even so, she's struck by Gomez's paintings of faceless workers.
Because you realize what it's like to be a non-person.
Immigration activist Cecile Petch is here too. Her mom is a housekeeper and lacks legal status. Petch thinks of her as she looks around at the people here.
Most of them are white people, and it's kind of like, oh, interesting. I really hope you're able to realize that the reality of our lives and your lives and how they differ.
For Gomez, it's a good night. Museums are interested. Collectors make purchases on the spot. But he can't help but notice the irony. Wealthy people buying his art.
At the same time, more likely than not, underpaying their staff. Even that should somehow seep in because they can't look at my work and not think about themselves and their implications.
Gomez also thinks about the workers who might come across his art hanging in a house. He says he hopes they realize that they're the ones who are truly valuable. For The World, I'm Josie Huang, Los Angeles.
We've got a slideshow of some of the work by Ramiro Gomez at PRI.org.